Hi there. The word for today is recognize when Satan is at work. In Acts chapter 11, verse 8, speaking of Simon the sorcerer, the Bible says, he had astonished them with his sorceries. Just as the apostles worked astonishing miracles through the power of God, Simon the sorcerer was able to do astonishing things through the power of the devil. So how did the apostles handle the situation? Did they sidestep it, coexist peacefully with it, or say it's no big deal? Peter confronted Simon, saying, "Repent, that your heart may be forgiven." Today the forces of evil are real, and you've got to know how to deal with them. Jesus said in Luke 10, verse 19, "I give you authority over all the power of the enemy." You got to know how to use it. The Bible tells us two important things about the demon-possessed man who lived in Gadara, the man Christ set free. First, it says the forces of evil within him actually introduced themselves, saying, quote, "Legion, for we are many." That was their name. A legion is a well-trained, fully equipped division of the Roman army that took orders from Caesar. Are you getting a picture here of the size of the force of evil we're dealing with? Second thing you'll notice in this story, the Bible says they begged Jesus not to send them out of the area. Why? That's because they had established a stronghold within this man and they didn't want to give it up. Understand this, you can't win spiritual battles with self-will, good intentions, or natural weapons. And blaming Satan for all your problems can be a cop-out. That's true, but failing to see him at work gives him the advantage every time. So you've got to be wise when you're dealing with natural human psychological problems, but you've got to be discerning when you're dealing with what Paul speaks of in Ephesians 6, verse 12. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness and spiritual hosts of wickedness." So how can you overcome them? He gives us the key, Ephesians 6, verse 13. "Take the whole armor of God and put it on, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day." And that's the word for you today.